Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
An unprecedented day in American history begins as Donald Trump prepares to appear in court in New York. Later this morning, he'll become the first former U.S. president to face criminal charges. Mr. Trump will have the charges read to him and be fingerprinted and photographed. The family of Olivia Pratt Corbell have paid tribute to the 9-year-old after her killer, Thomas Cashman, was handed a life sentence with a minimum term of 42 years. Louise Pratt, Olivia's aunt, delivered a statement on behalf of her father outside Manchester Crown Court.
Liv was the light of our lives, a sassy, chatty girl who never ran out of energy. She was a character. She was my baby and she has amazing qualities and knew what she wanted in life.
Drivers are being warned to expect severe queues on the roads over the Easter bank holiday weekend. And Paris Hilton has shared a selection of pictures of herself with her newborn son. From Radio News Hub, I'm Edward Breslin.
At Lidl, we're big on British Spring. And what could be more British than going all out for a family dinner? A whole large British Birchwood chicken for only £4.25. Deluxe Scottish salmon fillet just £4.59. Or deluxe West Country leg of lamb from £9.99 per kilo. Now that's big on quality. And always Lidl on price.
Subject to availability, selected stores excludes NI.
Colourful,
coming up next,
colourful,
Julius
colourful,
on Colourful Radio.
Fees. The F word and travel. With an HSBC Global Money account, you can drop fees from Acapulco to Zurich. That means no fees here.
Bonjour.
No fees here. Howdy. And definitely no fees here. Pay no HSBC fees overseas with a Global Money account.
HSBC UK, opening up a world of opportunity. Available to HSBC UK customers with an eligible current account. Exclude some accounts such as the HSBC Basic Bank account. For mobile banking app users only. Non-HSBC fees may apply.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Colorful Radio.
Africa in Focus is sponsored by Dermadew Lotion. Visit dermashark.co.uk.
Colorful
Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, or even good evening, depending on the time zone that you are tuning to us from. Welcome to Africa in Focus. I'm your host, Julius Mbaluto. Of course, we are coming to you all the way from the city of London, at the heart of London, or to wherever you are, on Colorful Radio. So join us. It's another wonderful, wonderful day. And today we are so privileged to be joined by eminent, great artists for Africa. I normally call her for Africa because that's the way to go. Yes, it's been a while since we've been in the studio, or we had to do production together. And of course, Emmy Kosgei in Kenya is a household name, and I know many other places. And you know what? Our unique talent is to promote the African language, singing in the African language. We have to love our languages, you know, because if we don't, who else will? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
My sister, it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to see you again.
Yeah, so how have you been all those years?
Doing good. Yeah. Keeping, you know, at it, you know, continuing with the message and the conversation.
Yes.
About Africa and our sounds.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, it's good to see the consistency, the passion.
Thank you.
Which never dissipates.
Thank you.
And it's a unique talent, you know. Sometimes people start, like the year begins, people make a lot of resolutions, yeah. Especially I promised myself every day I'll go to the gym. And the moment I started, full of fire, but after 2 days, I'm off again. I begin to say, I can walk on the road because I paid road tax.
You comfort yourself.
consoling myself.
Console yourself. Oh my.
So I always quite like or admire when I meet people who are consistent.
Yeah.
They don't change their mind, their focus. It's great, it's great. Of course, for those maybe our listeners who don't know how your journey began, maybe let's go there and as we move on to other areas of your career in music.
Yeah, I hail from Rift Valley in a place called Baringo in Kenya. So that defines, tells why Kalenjin music, that's my dialect. I ventured into music close to 20 years ago, actually writing Kalenjin music. I was inspired, mentored by Esther Wahome, who is a legendary gospel artist in Kenya. She's the one that actually pushed me into I did backup for her for a while, and I remember this day she was like, you need to write your own music, you have a great voice, and I believe if you do it and do it in your dialect, it will be so powerful. And she really encouraged me, and around 2004-2005 I started my first album, written about 60 songs so far plus. And yeah, so my journey started a few years ago, if not many years ago, and it's been a journey of, you know, gratitude, impact, discovery, and knowing the potential of African music in the globe, and being a gospel artist, you know, is an addition to that. So I've been on it since then.
There's something in music, mm-hmm. and songs, and they touch the spirit.
Yeah.
Sometime I found I didn't really have to understand the language. Yeah. The song just touched me.
True.
I could sing it in a different language. I didn't know what I was saying, but I loved it.
Thank you. You know, music is, I tell people, music is a sound, and it's powered by a spirit, either the spirit of God or otherwise. So the spirit behind the song is the strength of the song. So any listener, regardless of the language, would be touched, would be pushed, would be inspired by the power behind the music. So that's why, you know, African music is defined so much in sounds, in drums, in hummings, ululation, rhythms, and all that. And, you know, steps, clappings. So it has lots of voice. The spirit in the song has voice more than the words. Yeah. So it's really interesting when you hear people who don't know, say Lingala, South African music, Zulu, now Kalenjin and other songs, loving it even without, you know, speaking it or understanding it.
Exactly. I remember Ghanaian musician Mike Okeke.
Yeah.
You find me singing, show me lojo, jimo, olua.
And everybody's just moving.
Up to today, I've never known what that meant.
Yeah.
But I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're very correct, because I think music, we don't have to pay so much attention to the language.
Yeah.
And then what music should be.
Music is a sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not language, is a sound. So that's why we have African sound. And sound from other continents, Asian sound, it's a sound, it's beyond language, and music brings people together. Music consoles, music lifts, music is one of the biggest platforms now of passing a message, advertising, building, you know, edifying, you know. This COVID period, I think one of the biggest things was music that kept people going. So music is powerful.
Yeah, in Kenya now, yes. I'm from Kenya too, and I also found myself, I used to sing many songs in different languages.
Yeah.
Kikuyu songs, different other Luo songs. And I never knew all the meaning of the words in them. But I loved them. They just moved me, and I feel the spirit in it.
Yes, that's the power of music. Power of music. I did a collab with Susan Owiyo. during the Masterpiece in concert in the Netherlands, where they brought artists from all over the world to speak about peace, using music for peace. And we represented Kenya with Suzanne. And what this orchestra band did is they mashed our songs. So Taunet and Don Guyego, you know. And I was singing Luo, Suzanne was singing Kalenji, and it was amazing. So music is powerful. Yeah,
you know, last time we met, I don't know whether you remember, we were in a crowd of English people, somewhere almost in countryside of the UK, and they loved your music, and we danced, all of them, and I'm like, no one knows what you're saying, but the spirit is there.
Quite true.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you find yourself in such spaces and realize the language is not limiting you anymore. So it's a big lesson that we cannot limit ourselves when it comes to music.
And now that we are with you here, let's just listen to one of your great songs, Tone Nele.
Yeah.
Did I say it correctly?
You did. You really tried. What
it's
does a it new mean, beginning.
Though? What does it
it's
mean?
A new dawn.
Oh, it's a new dawn.
Yes.
Lovely. I like new dawns, you know. Yeah. I like new dawns. To make a new resolution.
Yeah.
After breaking the other ones. Let's listen now to this.
I am the one who's gone. I'm the one who's gone. This is Colorful Radio. Colorful Radio.
During life, your skin is subject to many conditions, leaving your skin rougher and tighter. We want to help. At DermaShack, our unique formula provides day-to-day moisture for all skin types. Our signature cream, DermaDew, is a cream that can be used for both specific areas of dry skin and as a daily moisturizer. So why don't you try our cream, DermaDew, an intense rehydration cream that leaves your skin like silk. Please go to our website, dermashack.co.uk, to see our skincare range and begin your journey into total moisturization. DermaDew, total body cream, complete moisturization.
Wonderful, 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 great song there. Well, you know, I love this because also, which is very important in music,
yeah.
Although you sing in a different language,
mm-hmm.
then again, you translate in English. How useful is that?
Translating it to English, especially...
With the subtitles.
With subtitles.
Yeah.
It's for my audience that really want to understand the songs and they don't know them. I have a huge fan base of people who really love my songs and they are not necessarily challenging. So I do the intentional interpretation for them to know the source of the songs, the meaning of the songs. I do quote where I got the lyrics specifically from the Bible so they can follow along in detail. Some people like listening to the songs in details, the arrangement. They want to know how this was done, where this was done. So I put more effort to make sure I interpret by writing the lyrics and also try as much as possible to interpret the song through the dance. You know, through my crew, we use styles of movement and body language to interpret to people who don't understand my language, yeah.
That's very useful because mm-hmm. right now, even when I was seeing the subtitles, I'm like, wow, powerful, powerful words there.
Thank
Iron
you.
Gates must be broken.
Yeah.
crooked places meant
straight.
Straight.
Yeah.
No, it's really pretty much encouraging and... no wonder then, you see, sometimes when you're dancing, enjoying the song,
yeah.
it's a spirit in
Some
the word.
Things are breaking.
Exactly, the spirit in the word.
Yeah,
is
in
Which
action.
You cannot see and
yeah.
you cannot understand.
Yeah.
It just catches up with you.
Yes, sir, it's the unseen power.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah. So tell us, maybe bring us to speed with your career in music in Kenya, Stardust.
Yeah,
how it was like, and you know, some people may think, yeah, Kenya's got about 42 tribes,
mm.
and some people may think you sing in one language,
mm-hmm.
all the other tribes will not understand you.
Yeah,
how did that pan out? And when you began to sing in mm-hmm. Kalenjin language, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
For listeners who don't know, this is the home of our. First world beaters when it comes to running.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not even aware, in the city of Bristol in the UK,
mm-hmm.
we have Kip Keino Stadium.
Wow.
I went during the opening of Kip Keino Stadium.
Wow.
The stadium
in
that
Bristol.
Was named after
Kipchoge
Keino.
Wow.
I was there with him.
That's fantastic.
And at his age, I'm pretty younger than him.
Yeah.
We wanted to compete. And because I was like, I can beat you. I was disappointed.
Yeah.
I wish you saw everybody, the Kenyan flags there flying.
Oh my
and
goodness.
All the opening.
I missed that.
It was amazing. It's still there, Bristol. And he was given freedom of the city of Bristol Key.
Wow.
Powerful.
Wow.
So
powerful.
So it's good to connect that. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people associate Kenyans with running. So just to understand, this is where this music is coming
exactly.
from as well.
So this is apart from athletics and all that.
Yeah,
we do sing
that.
As well.
Yeah.
It's been a journey of, I believe, I rose as a Kalenjin artist to inspire the rest of the tribes to come up and to know there's something beautiful about our tribes. There's something about peace in our tribes. When we celebrate the beauty and diversity, we are able to beat tribalism. Because without that, then we start looking at each other from where you come from and how you speak. I would probably never get an audience because I would be categorized as a tribal artist and all that. So this brings the strength of every tribe in Kenya. So it's been a journey of being celebrated by Kenyans, from regardless of tribe. My fan base is so wide, and I love that. And I'm really privileged to know that there are two or three or four or many other artists that have come up because of what I'm doing and following very keenly. And knowing that we can make impact not only nationally, but globally with our music. So there is a place where you are a Kalenjin artist, and then there is a place where you are a Kenyan artist, and then there is a place where you are an East African artist, then global artist. So from where you stand, you can be representing not only Kenya, but every African out there when you go for forums, festivals, and all that. So my journey has been full of, I never thought personally I would get this far. I never thought. I started singing when tribalism was quite high in Kenya. We had suffered a lot of clashes and everything. So I knew, I thought it would be an hindrance, but it became my strength. And I've used music to preach peace. I've used music to edify. I've used music to mentor and to do my philanthropic work through music. And to see, I go to centers of children living with disabilities, for example, and they love my sound. So I use that in many dimensions. So it's been like blessing in disguise. And I know my rising is an encouragement to so many other, African artists, Kenyan artists. Yeah.
I cannot agree with you anymore. It's really, really powerful to see what you have done, because we're living in a generation, especially Africa, whereby you have youthful generations who think, okay, when it comes to music, it's got to be American, it's got to be Western, it's got to be these iconic figures in the Western countries. But little do they know.
Yeah.
If you were to appreciate who you are, if you were to sing in your own language, you may find the Western world coming to listen to your music
exactly.
as well.
Exactly, and then you bring a different flavor. You bring a different feel. And the beauty about African music is full-spirited. These are the songs of war, the songs of peace. The song, they are not just mere songs. They are heavy songs that in any musical scene, you find that there's something about African music, and it's something that we must appreciate. And, adding to that is embracing it and celebrating it for many years. The Kenya government gave me, recognition, number one. I got head of state recognition, commendation, and then appointment as a tourism and culture ambassador for Kenya to continue preaching the same and to continue retaining the same so that culture can be preserved through generations. And one of my mandates globally is to reaffirm that among Kenyan communities, Kenyan families, children, youth born in America, in UK, in any part of the world, to know that there's something beautiful about our cultures and being Kenyan. So it's been amazing, and I appreciate that. I'm really humbled.
Blessing in disguise. When you talk about tribes, it's not points of division. It should be points of diversity, unity, enjoy something different. Yeah. That's why I always say, like, mankind should be like flowers.
Yeah.
If it was just one species of flower, it would be a
boring.
Bit boring.
Yeah.
Watching roses every day is boring.
Yeah.
But if you watch some daffodils and then roses and something, sunflower even, is a garden plant.
Yeah.
It makes the world look more beautiful.
Exactly.
And that's why I think it's wonderful to embrace who we are And also value and respect who we are in terms of language, in terms of culture.
Yeah.
And that way, probably, it really makes all the difference.
Yeah.
Now then, I know, I don't want to assume, who was your inspiration? Because I know Dad has been a bishop in the ministry.
Yeah.
And who was your inspiration away from maybe Esther Wahome?
I think Esther, at my time when we started singing, Esther was the one, the queen of Benga music, and she really hits, you know, the globe with powerful music. She became my role model and mentor for quite a long time. In this field, unfortunately, you can't have two mentors. Maybe people you look up to, maybe people you admire. So apart from her, I grew admiring people like Rebecca Malope, who do South African music very powerfully in bigger platforms. People like Maria Makeba, her style. Who else? Those two. And then now that being in Nigeria, I have a mentor in terms of leadership. Her name is Mrs. Olajumoke Adenowo. She's a leader. She's very powerful leader in the marketplace. She's an architect and mentoring me in other spheres, so that because where music takes you and opens doors that you can do many more things apart from just music. So, yeah, so I've been privileged to have those two in my life very strongly. Yeah.
Indeed. And the singing, is it still happening in Nigeria? And,
I'm even here because of music.
Yeah.
Music never dies.
Yeah.
Music is not a career, it's a calling. It's a purpose. It's passion. People sing until they drop the mic. And so that's part of my life fully. It's something I love. It's something I enjoy. So I still do it. I released my last project 3 months ago. I have more coming, releasing them more and more. So music is for life.
I wanted to ask you, have you done one in Nigerian language?
It's on progress.
Okay.
Yeah, quite different how they do their music.
Yeah.
But it's on progress.
All right.
Yeah.
And coming from Kenya, very well, and also finding yourself, of course, you're married in Nigeria, which is fantastic. The whole one.
Yeah.
How was it like transition from Kenya to Nigeria? Because maybe it's a different territory.
Amazing. Like, I never thought that music, I would continue doing what I love most. You know, when serving God, I've been blessed to be married to this wonderful man of God, Apostle Anselm Adebuko, in Nigeria. You know, I think his platform, his calling is an apostle to the nations, really lifted me. I would say for the last about 10 years we've been married, my ministry took another dimension. New doors opened for me. Europe opened for me. I would say doing my music in Ukraine, for example, in Riga, in in Russia, in places, and doing Kalenjin. You know, this is someone who really celebrates what I do, and courtesy of him, these doors just opened for me. And I would say I've done much more for the last 10 years and impacted globally. Yeah, so it's been an interesting journey, which I appreciate. And if the Bible said, you know, one can chase hundreds, but two can chase thousands. For me, that has been a reality. Yeah, and to see that, you know, I can be released, supported, to come all the way to UK to do a tour, go to US, do a tour, go to Australia, Canada, you know, all those countries to just do what I love most. Yeah. So I've grown really so much.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, it's quite something. It's quite something. It's very good to see what you're doing. And also the different other places that those are opening.
Colorful radio.
During life, your skin is subject to many conditions, leaving your skin rougher and tighter. We want to help. At Dermashack, our unique formula provides day-to-day moisture for all skin types. Our signature cream, Dermadew, is a cream that can be used for both specific areas of dry skin and as a daily moisturizer. So why don't you try our cream, Dermadew, an intense rehydration cream that leaves your skin like silk. Please go to our website, dermashack.co.uk, to see our skincare range and begin your journey into total moisturization. Dermadew, total body cream, complete moisturization.
Yeah.
We are going to listen to a second song, which happens to be my favorite.
I'm gonna take a seat. I take a seat, Jehovah.
Brilliant, 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 brilliant. Take a seat. Wow, well, for our listeners, I take a seat. I salute you, Jehovah.
Amen.
That's really nice.
Thank you.
Very early in the morning.
You start saluting.
And I like the spirit in that.
It's, yeah.
This power in a song, because even the song, the beats and everything, you can, even by listening, you can capture, you know, like the essence of the song.
Yeah, thank you.
It reminds me of a time I was interviewing Yvonne Chaka Chaka, and we were talking about how music was an experience of fighting for freedom in South Africa.
Yeah.
So my question to you, in that dimension of being inspired by what was going on to produce music that was in support of fighting for freedom in South Africa, like in your music as well, has it been like caught up in the environment you are growing up, the things that are happening? What informs your creativity?
My music is inspiration by the word of God. That's what inspires me to write. It's like preaching. So I get inspiration, especially when I travel. Most of my songs I wrote when I was en route to a shoot. Townet, I wrote when I was flying from the US, very long flight, and I got the scripture. So as I'm sitting, I just get a scripture from the Bible. Sometimes I get the tune. Sometimes I get the chorus, the verse. And when I start writing, I begin to flow. So my inspiration is from the Bible. Yeah.
And have you found yourself, your music, trying to interact with the happenings of the day, wherever you were?
So the songs, you know, songs can be prophetic sounds because it's the word of God. So sometimes you find yourself to have written a song and then it interpreted a season. For example, when we're having a lot of tensions in Kenya, 2007, 2008, I just released Kaswech. And Kaswech means it's a prayer song. Hear us, heal our land, heal our nation. You know, so that was a prophetic. I didn't know what was coming. And that song became a source of inspiration to so many of my listeners. Same thing to Taunet Nelel. It's a year later that Kenya launched a new constitution. And I was called upon to sing, and it marked a new beginning in so many dimensions in my life, in so many people that listened to it for the first time. So, yeah, so you can, when you're writing spiritual songs or songs inspired by the word of God, they tend to be prophetic. God uses them to heal people, to pass a message to somebody. Yeah.
And when you look into the industry and regulation of it right now in Africa or even in Kenya, do you think there is things that should be improved upon? You know, talk about copyright, talk about production.
Yeah. There is a huge issue now. I see Kenyan agencies that are in charge of copyrights and all that trying to do collaborations with other countries to be able to have a uniform, a kind of, you know, a platform that collects for all artists and works together, because now music, Kenyan music, is everywhere. When you look at countries like West Africa, for example, Nigeria, they are very much ahead in terms of copyright issues. They give more time to their national music. They don't do foreign music as such. So you can't find, for example, Kenyan music in Nigeria stations and all that. That's their policy. And giving their own artists almost 100%. That's what Kenya is trying to fight for. It may not be possible, but at least a higher percentage. We've had issues with the most royalties not being paid to the artists. So we are in a process of trying to make sure such policies, you know, get affirmed by the government, given strength so that artists can benefit from those, yeah. But other global platforms like music on Amazon, iTunes, or a digital platform, they do pay, you know, royalties and all that.
So they are consistent?
They are consistent.
And do you think maybe like Africa-wide we need uniform policy?
Yeah.
For fairness, because
we need.
If we have Nigeria giving percentage to their own artists,
yeah.
Kenya should do the same as well.
Yeah, that's what Kenya is really, we are trying to fight for, and hopefully we could get there. Otherwise, maybe we have a Pan-African policy that would support all African music so that you can benefit from whichever country in Africa, and then music can be promoted, you know, in Africa, within any country, without, you know, with every artist benefiting equally in every nation, yes, then that would be a bigger, you know, a bigger policy that would help African artists. But when it comes to national, at the moment, I think Nigeria way would work until we get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Kenya, we are still not quite there yet. There's a bit of challenge.
Yeah, it's
what do you make of it? Because I saw a bit of this, even disunity.
Yeah,
amongst artists.
I think it's understanding. It's exposure. I think a few artists who've been able to go out there and see what other artists are benefiting from in terms of copyright policies. They understand what it means to hike up the percentage to maybe 75 or 80% of local content. It is knowing that. But when you have no idea the potential of the market you're in, then you are satisfied. 80 to your 10, you get that 10K and you're satisfied with it because you don't see, you don't know the potential of it. So it is, it's a conversation that is building up, and I believe a lot of awareness is needed so that we can all pull ourselves together and push for this to be put into law so that it becomes a permanent policy that will help the artists. So we are on progress, maybe because our cultures never really appreciated art as an industry, that creative industry is now that the government is even bringing it on board to embrace the creative economy. So that is where copyright matter is very strongly. So I believe within the shortest time, near future, it should be addressed.
Yeah, way back I saw people being very generous. You buy a cassette.
Yeah.
You dump it for your neighbor.
Yeah.
For free.
Yes.
Or even a CD you copy for your neighbor. For free.
Song is on the YouTube download.
What about the artist? What about the person who composed this song?
Unfortunately, somebody has to pay the price.
Do you think we need some education probably from music copyright society?
A lot.
You know, and especially public,
yeah.
So that even that culture of dumping music, you know, violating copyrights,
yeah.
Is just going to be undressed.
Yeah, we need a lot of education. We need a lot of sensitization. We need a lot of knowledge demystification to people so that they can understand really what this means and how can we fight for it. And for the public to understand that when you do this, you are not supporting the artists. But when you, for example, watch there. Now the world is digital. So all music is YouTube, iTunes, digital platforms. That's where the music is. So copying it and sending to your friends is not supporting the artist. But downloading it and paying for it is the strongest way. Yeah. So there is need for sensitization.
Yeah, and when you come to Kenya, you find someone like Eric Omondi is advocating for increasing of percentage to air Kenyan music,
yeah.
But he's fought by other artists. No,
he has a point. He has a point. And as we said, it's a conversation that is on pro. He has a point. But, you know, depending on the environment you are in, it matters how you pass a point. Because, one, you're passing to people that are yet to understand the power of the policy that needs to be put in place. So it matters how you put it so that it doesn't look like comedy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like it's another way of content creation. It should look like a serious matter, yeah. So he really tried. He had a point. I think it's only the way he did it.
The problem is a comedian.
I think. So
and
it looks like
people don't know when you're serious.
Yes, or when you're doing. So it matters how you do it. I think that's what affected that. He had a good point, but yeah.
This is Colorful Radio. Colorful Radio.
During life, your skin is subject to many conditions, leaving your skin rougher and tighter. We want to help. At Dermashack, our unique formula provides day-to-day moisture for all skin types. Our signature cream, Dermadew, is a cream that can be used for both specific areas of dry skin and as a daily moisturizer. So why don't you try our cream, Dermadew, an intense rehydration cream that leaves your skin like silk. Please go to our website, dermashack.co.uk, to see our skincare range and begin your journey into total moisturization. Dermadew, total body cream, complete moisturization.
And when we come to gospel artists in Kenya, lately we've seen many transitioning from gospel to secular. And I don't know how that works. Should the industry be regulated in a way that you stick to one?
It cannot be regulated because it's liberal. Mm. You get to choose what you want to do. And when it comes to gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ is about choices. You choose what you want to do. If you want to follow Jesus, okay. If you feel like he's not doing for you, it's not by force. So I think that liberty for many people gives room for people to maybe do it for the sake of it. Maybe most joined gospel music thinking, maybe you want to make money very fast, you know, with different, you know, ideologies. And when that didn't work, they backed out. But, you know, for me, this is a whole ministry. It's not just singing for money, fame, and all that. It's singing to impact lives. So you can never tell how much you have impacted lives from Facebook, from social media. It's deeper than that. So I always say it is not an interpretation of the gospel industry. Gospel industry is still very strong, firm, and doing very well. So we can't use that to tell that there is a heavy immigration. It depends on who we are looking at and why. Yeah.
Yeah. you are right, because when something is a calling, you never leave it.
You can't quit.
And also the idea of also gospel, the foundation is free will, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
it's free will. So if you see somebody walk out, there's nothing we can do about it. But it doesn't mean the rest have already migrated. There are still people there, yeah, doing great things. It's just sometimes that the ones that walk out, they are very loud and walk out very loudly. And that looks like it's a major move. But I could tell you from within, they are there. There are people who are still standing.
Yeah, sure. As we wrap up, probably then, how was your tour in the UK?
Amazing.
Performances?
Amazing.
And where did you perform?
Despite the cold, I had a mini tour there at Reading, with the Reading community, which was so amazing. We were at Bristol, and then we were at, is it Slough, Auntie?
Yes.
Slough.
At Slough, which was amazing. They were doing their International Heritage Day, and we were able to celebrate our identities, our roots. And then I'm here in London, the Valley of Praise Church in Reading, that did an amazing work coordinating my trip too, that also played a big role in this, and many other groups that came in to support my trip here. I'm really grateful to know that there are people that still believe in African music, in African yeah. gospel for that matter. And there's how music makes people feel at home. You know, it's very far away. It's very cold here. There are so many challenges. People are working so hard. And when you get an opportunity to come together and just, you know, do some music, enjoy some powerful messaging, it gives a relief. It gives an exaltation. You feel re-strengthened. You feel connected with home. And then, you know, there's more to celebrate and celebrating each other, you know. So it's an opportunity to come together. Yeah. Hopefully.
No, it's been great. It's a pleasure to host you. And of course, anytime you are around, let Thank us you. Know. In case we find ourselves in Nigeria, of course.
Yeah. Karibuni.
For yourselves.
We'll be there.
Colorful radio.
Ladies who wanna link up, make wanna send me location. Me and my homies having a drink up. Aqua safari with your vacation. Five star life, just keys moving like dolphins. And you know we got ice on ice. Big boys know they like talking. What else?
I can't let you go, cause I'm the craze for your body. And the energy, oh, make it get more high. Your body tonight. I go pop champagne for your body tonight. Oh, it is a money tonight. Girl, your body tonight.
You look sexy tonight. Yeah. I know we just met, but I'm in Pawasem. Please let me take you out if it's alright. I need a lady by my side, and I can look any further cause she my type. You know I saw you coming, and I could see that I don't really know this girl, but she's a vibe. And now you're looking all surprised. I'm sorry, I apologize, cause I can't help it. I got a crush on you, I'm kinda selfish. You think it's a lie, don't you? My coma melted, cause I can die for you. You know I felt it, that I'd be the one for you. Would you wanna walk with me? A couple things that we can talk about. Baby, please talk to me. Tell me what you need and I can sort it out. You know I got you.
I can't let you go, cause I'm the craze for your body. And the energy, oh, make it get more ID. Girl, your body tonight. I go pop champagne for your body tonight. Oh, it is a money tonight. Girl, your body tonight. Your body, oh, make I spend all my money, oh. If you got a friend or two with a body, oh, baby, pull up, let's get busy tonight. Your body, oh. Come on, me need my mommy, oh. So baby, come do my whip up champagne. I say your body make her go insane. Girl, your body tonight. I go pop champagne for your body tonight. Oh, it is a money tonight. Girl, your body tonight.
No. Yeah. Peace. Una na 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 na.
trouble. Yes, where you said you see me, but you was in no trouble. Oh, you carry me the go. Oh, you carry me the go. See your Lord, carry me the go. Oh, you carry me the go. See your Lord. Yeah, you there on your own, yeah, and yeah, your beauty face doesn't entice me. I say you there on your own, yeah, and yeah, your beauty face doesn't entice me. With all your tactics and scope, I'm gonna get you. Yeah, you successfully cash me. Yeah, with all your tactics and scope, I'm gonna get you. Yeah, you successfully cash me. Say, baby, you do me come, yo.
Where you said you see me, but you was in no trouble. Oh, you carry me the gold.